Yudei the Torah Mashta Dalet Cholmoed Sukkos Tavshin Peivav Rav Israel Tena.
Morning, everyone. Good morning. As we approach the, let's call it the second half of Sukkos, it's a busy month for everyone, and there's so many mitzvahs. We're surrounded, mukuf, mibayis, mechutz, from wherever you turn, mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, klal Yisrael. This year we had even longer from the beginning of Stichus. So it's quite overwhelming, it's quite a lot going on, and there's many different avodas that we're meant to be doing. So I'd like to spend a few minutes, Siyat Tishmaya, thank you Rabbi Yisrael for together, just a few minutes to maybe think about a few ideas of the development of Chodesh Tishri, development of these Yom Tovim, and these levels that we're meant to get to in Avodat Hashem, the closeness to Rabbeinu Shleilam, until the ultimate reach Atar Reis Aladas, Einid Bavadai, Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't say Atar Reis Aladas every Psichas Aaron. Yeah, it's not so sad to say every Shabbos. Nusach Ashkenaz, we only say once a year Atar Reis Aladas. When we take out the Sefer Torah on Simchas Torah, that's meant to be the ultimate. We reach the climax of Ein Oid Melvadoi. So just a few ideas, Rabbi Yisai. Chazal say Yerach Eisonim, that's the month which is Eison, strong, takif be mitzvahs, strong with many mitzvahs. So today we're holding ready Erev Hashanah Rabbah. And about Hashanah Rabbah, there's a fascinating, really a major chiddush of the Shloah HaKodesh, which is relevant to all of us, especially today. You'll see why Erev Hashanah Rabbah. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara says about the significance of Aseis Mitshuva. Aseis Mitshuva, we know the extra closeness we have to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to Siyat Tishmaya, HaPesiach Yod Bishuva, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is waiting for us, Aseis Mitshuva. So the Gemara says, Dirsh Hashem B'imotze Kerubi Yisakoriv, seek Hashem when he's with you. Yosef Korev, when he's close to you. Karubi is a Korev. Elu Aseres Asar Yomim Shabin Rosh Hashanah Liyem Akipurim. The Rosh Nagmora. Elu Asar Yomim. These are the 10 days. Shabin Rosh Hashanah Liyem Akipurim. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ask the Shloah HaKodesh that there's not 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There's 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the first 2 days of Aseres Mitzvah. And Yom Kippur is the last day of Aseres Mitzvah. That's already 10 minus 3. So he left with 7. There's 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. As if it's the Shloah HaKodesh. Says the Shloah, Mamash, a major chiddush, which I say again, is relevant for today. Says the Shloah that Be'emes, there's 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This thought must come from the Kadmonim. I find it's such a big chiddush. I can't believe the Shloah of Tocha Achran. I can't believe it wasn't in this chiddush before already. It's such a major chiddush. Elu asor yomim shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim, says the Shloah. Rosh Hashanah is Tilim Kippur. He brings a pasuk. Rosh Hashanah Tilim Kippur. Tilim Kippur is called Rosh Hashanah. There's a pasuk clearly which is called Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. It's the head of the year, the head, the major part, like the time of year that we plan. Like the head plans what goes on in the body. The Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, is Tilim Kippur. Tilim Kippur. What's the 10 days? There's 10 days between Rosh Hashanah, that means after what we call Yom Kippur, until what the Shloah calls, says Chazal mean Yom Kippur. Chazal mean when they say Yom Kippur, says the Shloah, Hoshanah Rabbah. Hoshanah Rabbah is the ultimate Mechilas Avonos, the climax of the Yom Neroim, the Chosam Agodlas, Chazal call it, Chosam Agodlas, Hoshanah Rabbah. Hoshanah Rabbah is Yom Kippur. Says the Shloah, there's 10 days between after Yom Kippur, from Mochus Yom Kippur, until Hoshanah Rabbah, which is tomorrow, which is Chof Aleph. That means Yom Kippur is Yud, Hoshanah Rabbah is Chof Aleph. And these 10 days, that means today is the last day of the 10 days before we get to the Yom Kippur that the Shloah says Chazal referring to, which is the mechila of we say taka take out Sefer Torah tomorrow, we say mechila b'chesed, mechila b'rachmim, we should be doing the mechila, the shlemus of the mechila of the forgiving atonement of our avirus is Hoshanah Rabbah. So it comes out that today is taka the erev mamash erev Yom Kippur. Today is the last of the 10 days where Hashem is extra close to us. So I think the Shloah explains azoy that was taka the pshat. The pshat is that there's two sets of 10 days. There's the 10 days which we know as a Seis Meitshuva from Hashana till what we call Yom Kippur, till Ne'ilah. And then there's another 10 days from Mochus Yom Kippur until tonight, Erev Hashana Rabba, till Hashana Rabba, which is another 10 days. So the Shtar, I think, speaks out that there's two levels of tshuva that we're going through. This also sheds a major light on the whole Chedesh Tishri. It's famous, Yisoy. There's two levels of tshuva that we're going through. There's tshuva Meira and tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Meira is the tshuva of Ases Me'tshuva, of the when we hear the Kol Shofar, we know there's a din, we know there's a Gvaldik Midas Adin, and we know how we're going to get through. That's the tshuva Meira till Yom Kippur. From Machshavas Yom Kippur, we're busy with the sukkah, the abaminim, which states in Chazal that these are ma'ur, a person to bring a person back to Avol, realizing the beauty of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, the beauty, especially when we see the abaminim, which are such beauty, they bring out a certain Avol to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. When we say halal, we rise to certain levels of Avol to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, we thank the Rabbeinu Shleilam, the Nisim, and we go into the sukkah, remind us of the Anani HaKovod, which a lot of forums say that the reason why we dafka have sukkah, the Zeichel Anani HaKovod, not the other things happen in the middle, other Nisim, the Be'er and the Mon, is because Sukkah showed the Chibah, the love of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He wanted to live with us. Yanani HaKovod. So in these 10 days, a person can rise to a level of Tshuva Me'ava. And then you have the Shleimus, the Yom Kippur that the Shloz says Chazar referring to, which is a Shana Rabba. After you've been through these two levels of Tshuva Me'ira, Tshuva Me'ava, then you can be Zoyich Atak to Emes Mechila Savonis, which Chazar say Tshuva Me'ava, Zdoinis, Nasis, Kischuyis, Mamish, the Averis turn into Mitzvahs. That's the highest level. That's the level that we're going to get to Mitzvah Shana Rabba. Gvaldik Vav the Shloz. That's one mahalach you can go with, the development of these, the process that we're going through of these Yom Tovim. Another mahalach you could say, had this idea this year, Chiddush, that the mitzvahs that we go through in this Chiddush, we said before, Yerach Yisonim, Takif, mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, they take us to different levels of Lefnei Hashem, in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Starts off with the mitzvah of Shofar. Yom Tzuri Yelachem, the mitzvah of Shofar, Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the month is Rosh Hashanah. The Shofar is one level of the Lefnei Hashem. What's the level of the Lefnei Hashem of the Shofar? Chazal say, Kivan the Zikor and Domi, since the Shofar is coming to be Mazkir, to remind Rabbi Yishem Kiviyachal of the Maisim Tovim, the Skusim of Klal Yisrael, and remind Rabbi Yishem of Akidas Yitzchok, Kilifnim Domi, says the Gemara. Kilifnim, it's as if it's going Lifnai Lifnim, as if the Shofar has a Kirch, Lifnai Lifnim, we learn certain halachas, you can't bring like big day, when the God goes Lifnai Lifnim, you can't take the big day Zov, because Inkatega Nasa Zaniga. So similarly, the Shofar can't be with Zov, Shofar goes Lifnai Lifnim. Says the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah that the Shofar has the Kerach. Other Rishonim also say this over there. Ramban, Melchamas in Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar has the Kerach to be male the Tfilis that will all be misbala in Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Adin, that we don't know what's going to be. Miyamid lefonecha, miyitzdak lefonecha badin. How are we going to manage? The Shofar has the Kerach to bring the Tfilis that will all misbala. Lefnai v'lefnim to Amokim Shomayim, which is mamish the Kodesh Kodshim of Yerushalayim Shel Malo. Lefnai v'lefnim. Kivan zilkor gosi lefnai v'lefnim domi. That's one level of Lefnai Hashem. Which means, I mean to bring out that the chur of the Lefnei Hashem of Rosh Hashanah is that we know we're standing in Gvaldik Adin and we don't know what's going to be. We have no idea what's Fet Zayin the next year, what's Fet Zayin, Mamash HaPachat. So we take the Shofar and the Shofar does it for us. The Shofar is the protection. The Shofar goes Lefnei Hashem, Mamash, the Spitz, Mokim Dot, and Shomayim, Lefnei, Lefnim. That's one level of Lefnei Hashem. But we, Be'etzim, between us and the Rabbeinu Shleilam, we don't really have yet the relationship, at least klapa the Chiddush Tishri, I mean, klapa the development of these mitzvahs. We don't yet have the relationship of mamish standing with Lefnei Hashem. Obviously, tefillah is always with Lefnei Hashem. But mitzvah, the mitzvahs ayoyim, we're not yet there yet. That's Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is another level of Lefnei Hashem. And Kippur is much higher level. Lefnei Hashem titoru shteitim pasuk. We do our vidui, we do it all in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Torah happens in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But again, that's, it's also, it's Yom Kippur, it's Gevaldik, but you can't say it's Besimcha V'tuv Leiva of when there's Bechi, when we're crying for our Averus, and we're Mescharet. It's Lefnei Hashem Titorah, Avadik Gevaldik Atara, Murdik Eleho Yom Tevim Yisrael, Avadik Yom Kippur, Gevaldik. Oh, but that's the next level of Lefnei Hashem. That's the Sukkos, when we said before, Tshuva Me'avo, Sukkos, it was Smachtim Lefnei Hashem, the Simcha Lefnei Hashem. Simcha Lefnei Hashem, we do with Abaminim, Zeich LeMikdosh, we do with Abaminim, maybe the first day. Everywhere is Lefnei Hashem. is Mashma and the Rambam. Everywhere is the Pnei Hashem, and on Yom Tov is the Pnei Hashem. So about do we do that? But that, again, that's also a Simcha, but it's still not the ultimate level of the Pnei Hashem. It's not the ultimate. The ultimate Pnei Hashem is Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, which is the highest level that we go to Pnei Hashem, and there we mamash, we matanz to Pnei Hashem, we dance in front of the Sefer Torah. Biskarov used to say that, thank the Rambam, the end of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam says, Loshna Rambam, the Rambam says, "Ve'ein hagdulav ha'kovid elo lismayach lefnei Hashem." The biggest pride that is to a person, the biggest kovid, is lismayach, to be happy lefnei Hashem. Says the Rambam, the Makir Shenema, "V'hamelech David." David the Melech, when he danced, when they brought the oran to Tzmokim. Said David, "Hamelech David mefazes umecharker lefnei Hashem." He danced. He was jumping, mamish, and Michal told him off. She was like embarrassed, and he said, "No, v'nekalosi oid mizoyis." The Rambam brings the pasuk there. So the Briskov used to say that you see in front of the oran, in front of the Oran, which is the Torah, it's Lifnei Hashem. It's Posh in front of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's why the Rambam is bringing this Pasuk at the end of Hilchos Lulav to prove that Be'emes is Negel Halacha to all of us. When we're in front of the Oran, we're in front of the Sefer Torah, but Aftans Lifnei Hashem, that's the highest level. That's the level of Shmini Atzeres, where we can get to, of Mamash, we can dance, we can already dance Lifnei Hashem. Again, so we said that's the process of the Yom Neroim. Starting with Rosh Hashanah, where the Shofar takes the Tefillah Lifnei Hashem. Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, but it's Bebechi, it's Bebechi, we misvada on Averis, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Sukkos, Lismachtu Lifnei Hashem, Halal Lifnei Hashem. Maybe on Sukkos you can say the Chassidim Anshei Maisa, maybe when the Sukkos is Sheva, they were already on the level, the Beis HaMikdash, they could already be dancing. Only the grace to mention, the big people in the Beis HaMikdash, the big tzaddikim, they were taka dancing already Sukkos Lifnei Hashem. But the Schmitz level is Simchas Torah, where every single year dances in front of the Sefer Torah, and we dance with the Sefer Torah. That's the highest level. That's the level Mitzvah Sham. Hopefully, we'll get to Mitzvah Sham in a few days' time to be the Enak Dulava covered Elo Lismech Lefnei Hashem. But I'd like to go with Efshar another Mahalach that was inserted to me from the Hiligus Vasemes. Another Mahalach of the it's a bit of a Mechudishlik Mahalach. And it's, I think it's, we could say it's topical. You'll see why. The Svasemes, Tofresh Memvov, the last article of Svasemes, also explains the process, the development, we said, we're steiging through the Yom Tovim. But Muridikim Chodesh Tik Svasemes, also very, very big Kiddush. I'll just read the words. Svasemes Erazay, Be'inin Simchas Tir B'Shmini Atzeres. What's the Simchas Torah that we finish Yom Neroim with Simchas Torah? Shmini Atzeres. Laharos ki hakol nasa b'kerach haTorah. It's to show that be'emes everything, whatever we went through, the whole Yom Neroim is the kerach haTorah. That's what got us through. And then he goes on to the whole Shikul Torah over here, the different mitzvahs. Not much time to be marach about it. But he finished off like this. He says, Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Hashem mi Sinai bo, Pasuk we're going to say Zeis Abrocha. Yesterday Shabbos Mincha we're going to learn it soon. With Zeis Abrocha, Hashem Misinai Bo V'Zorach Miseir Lomoi Hoyfia Mehar Poron, which means Hashem came from Sinai. Misinai Bo, He came from Sinai. V'Zorach He shined Miseir from Seir Lomoi to them to Klal Yisrael. Hoyfia He revealed Himself Mehar Poron. Say Chazal, Rashi brings it there Zeis Abrocha. V'Dorish Chazal that the Rebbeinu Shem went before He gave the Torah to Esav and Yishmael. Yeah, Vazorach Misei say is Esav. Misei, Vazorach Misei, he went to say it, he offered them the Torah, they didn't want the Torah. Hoyfia Mehaporan, he went to Yishmael, they didn't want the Torah. Sheikh said, Be'esav Yishmael. So he says this, Sasem is Haikh says it. Ki Mitzada Ovis, from Mitzada Ovis HaKadoshim, Avraham is Amud Hayimini. Avraham is the right Amud, the right pillar. And we know Yitzchok is the tzadin, is the tzad smoil. Yes, Avram and Yitzchok, these are the two amudim, Yemin and smoil. And Yaakov is called Amud HaMtzoy, the amud in the middle. Oh, says the Svasemes Hazay. Ki mitzad ha'ovas Avram, amud ha'imini, yesh achiza libnei Yishmael. The Yishmaelim, Yishmael, he was the psoiles, as Chazal say, psoiles of Avram Avinu. And he had an achiza, he managed to hop on to the amud of Avraham Avinu. Umitzad Yitzchok, from the tzad smoil, there was nachiza lebnei Esav. He says that when we go through Yom Neroim, this is based on a Zohar Kaddish brought in the Machzorim. They bring it before the Tkiya Shefa, Raya Mehemna, before Tkiya Shefa. State in Zohar Kaddish that the words of Zemes, Ubiyomim Hanoiroim Nidche Bechinas Seir. Esav is Nidche. The Zohar says, Gavaldi Gazach, he says the whole Maisa that happened then in Avram, when Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give the brachas to Esav. So he called him in and then he sent him. Says the Zohar, this is a remez to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, Yitzchak is Din, and Yitzchak calls the Yitzchak of Yochel Shemayim, there's this Urus of Din, and Esav is the one who the Emes is meant to be bringing in, be Mekatcher, can bring in all the Maisim, whatever, that's what Yitzchak wants. That's what Yitzchak wants. And that's when Emes starts Mitzvah Din. Says the Rav Mehemna that Esav tries, he goes out, but Yaakov chaps, we come in there first, and we chap the Tzkiya Shefa, we chap the brachas, and then Esav comes in later and gets all upset, so Yaakov runs away, and Yaakov, that's assess with tshuva, we're using with tshuva, ma'isim tovim, until Ne'ilah in Yom Kippur, we give sheichad, we bring a soil azazel, says the Zaya, that's the, we give sheichad to Esav, sheichad to, it's like the soil azazel, they gave the base of Mikdosh to the sultan, that's the sheichad we're giving to Esav, and then Esav was Nidche, and then as Ne'ilah, so yes, Ne'ilah, then it's Yaakov, Esav is Nidche, Esav is pushed away, he doesn't get the brachas, but then Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa, that's the Sukkos which comes after Yom Kippur. Says the Sasemes, that comes out as a, in the Yom Neroim, till Ne'ilah, Yom Neroim, it's Nidche, Esav, that's that chilek. What happens to Sukkos? Says the Sasemes, Uba Sukkos, he lidchis klippas b'nei Yishmael. Sukkos comes to push away the klippa of the Yishmaelim, of b'nei Yishmael. Says the Sasemes, Vehu avoid Yisera. It's a great avoida. Kedisa, he brings this chazal, I looked around, I couldn't find it. Shehu ma'akiv gulosal shabnei Yisrael. Yishmael is the one, as we see by Inenu, they're stopping the Gola. They're the ones stopping the Gola. We shouldn't be zeichet to the Gola. They're the ones standing in the way. And that's why you need avoid Yisera to push away Yishmael. But all of Nehemiah brings the pasuk in Tehillim. Hafli chasodecho Hashem, the pasuk says in Tehillim Yud Zayin. Hafli chasodecho. Reveal your chasodim, moishia choisim, and save those that trust in you, mimiskrimimim biminecho. From, says the pasuk says, mimiskrimimim, from those that are rising up, biminecho, with your right hand. Biminecho, with your right hand. Says the Sasemes, this is referring to Yishmael. Yishmael am miskrimimim biminecho, because they hold that they have an achiza in Avram Avinu, because they come from Avram, they're Tachmenei Avram. And Avram Tach said, Lu Yishmael yichil lefonecho. Yeah? So, Yishmael, they want to be miskaber uvach. They are miskrimimim biminecho. Says the Sasemes, that v'ol of nema Mashiach chuisim mimiskrim mimecho shebo lecho is b'tzad ha'imin b'koyche shal Avraham Avinu olav ha'sholem. They trying the hardest to be miskaber, so and Sukkos, it pushes them away. It's a chiddush niflo. I looked in the Sasemes with the Magia, with the Hagor. The Makor for the Sasemes is a chiddush niflo in the Skadis of the Sasemes. Unless he had a psamedrash or something, he doesn't say Kedisa, he just says, Sukkos comes to push away Yishmael. So he finishes off, that's the Kerech HaTorah of Yaakov, Shehi Kerech Shel Yaakov, Vino Goyrim B'nei Yisrael, Kol Eile, Menoy Lema Malchus B'ideem, we take away the Malchus from them, V'zeu Atzeres Tia Lochem, Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres, Atzeres Tia Lochem is the Malchus really, which we're getting at the end, that the Malchus that we're really looking forward to, the Malchus of Moshiach Ben David, Malchus, the ultimate Malchus, which will happen, which will come back to Klal Yisrael, which will come when Yishmael will have Ma'apolo. As we say, Sasemes, see, Rabbi say, the last Sasemes in Torfresh Memvob, Chidush Niflo. So just maybe to explain Alderach, this Sasemes, maybe we can explain as we. Firstly, the Makur that Yishmol, Yemin, what's that got to do with Sukkos? Now, as you do, it's famous from the Arizal. The post says in Shirim, his left, Smoiloi, the Rebbe Yishim's left hand, Tachas the Roshi, is under our head, Viminoi, and his right hand, Tchabkeni, hugs me. As the post in Shirim, famous post, says the Arizal, Smoiloi, Tachas the Roshi, is Yom Neroim, where there's Midas Adin, Smoil, There's mitzvah din, it's the left side. There's mitzvah din, tachas the rishi, the bishon protects tachas the rishi. V'yiminoi, the right hand, which is the strength. Yimin Hashem, oysa choyel. The strength, techapkein, he hugs me. That is in sukkah. In the sukkah, says the Arizal, it's misgale chasodim. Chasodim. Till then it's gvurus. Till the Yom Kippur is gvurus. Yeah? Mitzvah din. From Yom Kippur on onwards is chasodim, which are misgale. And that's these days which are misgale gvaldik chasodim from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And the Shefa, we know the Mayim is represents the Hashpor from Shemayim, the Hashpor that comes down, which b'chag nidayinu ala Mayim. Especially today, b'shishi, those who listen to Chris Atira slightly differently, b'shishi unsocheho, we finish off. Chazal say drash drash two nesachim nesach hamayim nesach hayayin. That's why Rabbi Kiva says in the Gemara only the shishi hoy menasich. There was only nesach hamayim and kuntra b'kiva on the sixth day of Sukkot. Chag is dinim al hamayim. Chag is a zman of mayim. Mayim is ashpo. Mayim is the shefa which comes down from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's the zman of chasodim. Zman of chasodim. And that's even mino itzchab keini. Obviously, the shleimus is shmini atzeres when it's takanigma the din on the mayim. We say mashavaruach. Yeah, shmini atzeres. But till then, it's man of chasodim. So Meila svasemus of ashtanan that if it's man of chasodim, it's obviously because there's yumin and it's the kirch of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, and Meila the yuminu Meila if there's a kirch of Avram Avinu, Yishmol are going to be the one. They're going to be the one that are trying their best to get in there, and they're miskoyimim miminecho. They're miskoyimim. They rise because they hold. They have a sheiches to yiminecho to the Rebbeinu's right hand. That's the beer in the Sfasemes. I was thinking maybe of taking it a stage further. Be'emes is very schwer. We know Sukkos, we do many mitzvahs, Zeichel Mikdosh, many mitzvahs we do. We do takonah, Rebichel Mezaka, yeah, to take luluv every day, Zeichel Mikdosh, luluv every day. We do Arov, we do Hishanus, go around the Bima, Zeichel Mikdosh. Tomorrow, Hishanah Rabbah, the Arova is also Zeichel Mikdosh. All these things are Zeichel Mikdosh. Simchas Beis Sheva, Mishaburad, he brings down, Chassid Van Shemaisa used to do Simchas Beis Sheva to remember the Simcha that had in the Beis Mikdosh. Rabbi says, but Rabbi says, Dvar Pele. We know the Beis HaMikdosh, we know the Rishonim say, the Balamur, famous, the end of Pesachim, we don't make a bracha on Svir Soimah, we don't make Shechiyonu on Svir Soimah. Why do we make Shechiyonu on Svir Soimah? Because since it's coming, Zichel HaMikdosh, it's going to cause sadness. It's going to cause sadness, Zichel HaMikdosh. How much can Beis HaMikdosh wait 1,000 years, Beis HaMikdosh? It's going to cause sadness. Really, we can't make Shechiyonu, which is the bracha of Simcha. That's man as there. You can't say on a mitzvah of Zichel HaMikdosh. So how can it be that these mitzvahs we're doing, which Nishna Stam we're doing these mitzvahs, we say Shechiyonu. Yeah? Okay, so some people say Efshas Shechion on the Lulav is only the first day, which is the Reis. Always, no, it's Nishal Zayim. In Etz Yisrael, if the first day is Yom Tov, the second day is also going to be Zeichel HaMikdosh. And it's still Zeichel Shechion. I've had a Shechion on Lulav. And more than that, Nishal Shechion, the essence of these mitzvahs are Simcha. The essence of these mitzvahs are Simcha. That's what they're there for. The Smachtu Levin Hashem Lekechem. Hayitochen is Tach Zeichel HaMikdosh, and Mikdosh causes evil. And the kash is even more when it comes to Simcha Beis Sheva. Those that have seen the Simcha Beis Sheva, Mamach, the Simcha Beis Sheva, Zeichel HaMikdosh. We just said a few days ago on Yom Kippur. We just said on Yom Kippur, the end of the Seder Avodah on Yom Kippur. Ashrei Ayin Ros, or Simcha Beis Sheva. It's a lotion there. Halil Mishma Uizdin Dovan Avshenu. Just hearing about it. Dovan Avshenu. We're so sad when Golas, we said in Yom Kippur. And a week later, what's going on over here? What happened? How can it be a week later? You just said, Halil Mishma is in Dovan Avshenu, and then you're dancing in Simcha Vesheva. But the answer is, L'chir Poshut, and there's not much time, it's also another Sasemes. Sasemes says that Sukkos is Misura. There's a Zeicha in Klal Yisrael of Beis HaMikdosh, because the sukkah itself is a mokum of Ashur Sashchina. We know Shem Shemayim Chal al Sukkah. There's a place of Ashur Sashchina. It's a place that we're connected to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Is Memela, because Sukkah is his man, that's Miskala again, Beis HaMikdosh, the Shechina B'tachtoinu, Shechina in Klal Yisrael, is Memela and Sukkahs, we can do all these Zeichel HaMikdosh. We can do all these mitzvahs, which are Zeichel HaMikdosh, because the Emes, we're still Shaykh, even in Golos, to Ashur Sashchina, in a certain way. And the that explains all these mitzvahs that we're doing Zeichel Mikdash of other Simcha, because we're taka living with Rabbi Hashem even in Galus. That will be the beer. And more than that, we know the Sasanas also brings this pasuk. Beis HaMikdash was the Mokum which brought us all together. That's really what the Mokum that brought us all together was Beis HaMikdash. That was the Mokum of Chubra Lo Yachtov. We were all together. Klal Yisrael, the Rambam says, the Halacha, one of the reasons why I built Beis HaMikdash is Elov Yeh HaKibbutz, the unity of Klal Yisrael, the congregating together on the Yom Tov, all the Yom Tov. It was this man that we got together, Aliyah L'Regal. That could be why we say Takon Yom Tov. We say V'Kori Puzereinu Min Hagoyim. We don't say on Shabbos. Yom Tov is a zman we can daven V'Kori Puzereinu Nefutzeseinu Kaneis. Yom Tov is a zman we got together in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Sukkos Befrat says Lasemes, because the Sukkah called the Ezra Chazal say called the Ezra B'Yisrael Leish B'Sukkah called Yisrael Ruim Leish B'Sukkah Achas. Sukkah is a mokum which we all mischabe because Sukkah has in it a zeicha of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's a mokum of Shos Hashchina. Sukkah brings us all together. And that's what we have also on Sukkah, the Abba Minim, which the Abba Minim represent the different chalokim of Klal Yisrael. And the Simcha only happens, we're only with the Smachtim and the Hashem Nekichim Shivas Yomim, when we bring all the Minim together. We bring all the Minim together because Sukkah is a man of Achdus, a man that we all come together through the Ha'orah that there is of Beis HaMikdash. We know there are 12 Ktsovos. Yeah, the Maral talks about this many times. There's 12 borders to everything, to every item. There's 12 sides, yeah, altogether. 12, Yud-Beis, I think it's called Gvuli Al-Achsin. Yeah, Gvuli, Yud-Beis, everything is 12. 12, the Emes represents the Pizur. 12, because 12 is all the sides, every, yeah, 12. Yeah, any item there, it'll be 12, yeah, altogether, 12 set. So it comes to 12 borders, parameters. What's the Eitzah? The Emes, the 12 represents the Pizur, represents the Eitzah is because we have Yud Gimel. There's Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is Gematria Echod. Yud Gimel is Gematria Unity. Yud Gimel is Gematria Hashem Echod is Unity. So that's why in the Mishkan, they went, the Dgolim, they went, the Shvatim, they traveled around the Mishkan, but it was all focused, the focal point was the Shechina, which was in the middle. They were all going around the Shechina in the middle. Which could be explained, this could explain why Sukkos, we have the Indian of HaKofa. We go around. That means all the Chalakim of Klal Yisrael, which represent Takad Yud Beis, the Golem represents, but we go around, we're Mukuf, we go around, the focal point is the Sefer Torah, which is Bimka in the Mizbeach, that wasn't Beis HaMikdash, and on Simchas Torah, we all go around, because we're united as we go around, we appreciate that the Emes, there's Yud Gimel, there's not Yud Beis, there's Yud Gimel, there's the 13th, that is the Shechina that we're going, Yishmol is the Kriach of Chesed, which has gone wrong. The Kriach of Chesed, which goes wrong, the Amos leads to Chesed L'umim Chatos. The pasuk we had in the Pasht Arayas, we laid the Yom Kippur, Menchi Yom Kippur. Chesed who? Arayas is the urge to connect, which when it's gone wrong, Chesed, when it goes wrong, when you want to connect, you want to be with Schab and it goes wrong, that's Arayas. Rachman, that's not. And that Amos is the Klippa of Yishmol, which is the Klippa on the Tzad Yemin, because they're Be'emes Shaykh to the Yemin of Avraham Avinu. But when the Yemin of Avraham Avinu has gone wrong, when it's not connected to Kedusha, when it's not connected to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, then it's a Taiva, it's Niyuf, Rahman, it's not what it can lead to, because it's Chesed gone wrong. Sukkos is a Zman that we understand that by us, the Yud Beis Gvulim, everything, all goes around the Rabbeinu Shleilam. We all come to be Makif, the Shechina. We're coming to connect with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's the Kedusha. Other Rabbi, he's Dafk in the Pasht Arayas, which is there you see, Shom Gedek Kedusha, yeah, the Pasuk says it there. You see, Kedusha, yeah. Kedusha, because Kedusha is you're coming to connect to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. That means that even the connection which goes on Beinenu, between us in this world, is all ultimately connecting you to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, which is Yud Gimel, which is Hashem Echad. Just finish with Gevaldiger Emes, the Pasuk in Pashas Mila, the Pasuk says, that Avraham Avinu taka davened, Vayyime, after he heard the whole Psura, he's going to have Yitzchak, it's going to come in a great folk, Vayyime Avraham, Elo Elikim, Lu Yishmol, Yichel Efanecha, can Yishmol not be the one? Vayyime Elikim, Avosor Yishchay Lehazbein, Bekrosh Yishmol Yitzchak, I'll give you a small taka. Shneimos in the same year, they'll have 12 in this year. It's very interesting. What's the zelu mazeh? You're gonna get Yitzchok. Lishmol shmaticha. And also, if Hashem is answering him, Hashem should say, "I'll listen to you. You'll get Yishmol." The first post should be, "I'll listen to you. I'll give you Yishmol." And then Avol, you'll get Yishmol. Shneimos seem Yehilis. Avol Soreishcha Yilas Bein. You'll get Yitzchok. Titochem Chazal say that there's Yud Gimel Brisus. There's Yud Gimel Brisus. Bris is the Amos the Chibur. Bris is the Chibur. And our ultimate chibur is with the Rebbeinu Shleim. That's the Emes, the Spitz chibur. That's the chibur which we're yearning for. And that's the Emes which mischaber us. That's why we have the Achdus in Klal Yisrael. That's why there's unity in Klal Yisrael. Because it's the unity leading us to the Rebbeinu Shleim. It's Yud Gimel Brisus. If you make a cheshbon, that this pasuk is the 12th bris. The pasuk says, "The pasuk Avraham bin Itakad Am Luyish Veelichel Fanecha Yishmor should be the one." Rebbeinu Shleim said, "No, Vayim Elikim Avol Sori Yishchil Ezpein Mekros Shmei Yitzchok." That's Vehakvaki Moisias Brisi Ita. He's going to have the bris Livris Oilam. That is the 12th bris. 12 times Shnei Loshen bris. Uli Yishmoel Shmaticha Yishmol. I'll listen to you. In the Berachti Oisim Vebeisayid Moed Shnei Mosa Nesiim Yelim. He'll have 12 Nesiim. 12 Nesiim. Vest Brisi Okemes Yitzchok. Is he talking just a remez over here? Remez. That Avram, the British was telling Avram, Avada Yishmol, he's got Shaykhs to your Yadimin, he's got Shaykhs. But he can't get more than 12. He gets 12 Nasim. 12 Nasim. 12 is the one before Echod, the one before Ichud, the one before unity. 12 represents Taka the Pizur. And Taka you see nowadays in the world. The pizzle, the was the door bein diyishmelim. The shneimos in the same yelim. The homnish kashayches. The different sections, the different the beliefs, the different yeah. Shneimos in the same yelim. They haven't got the ichud. Or v'es brisi, the 13th bris. The third Yud Gimel bris is the 13th bris. Okim es Yitzchok. That will only be with Yitzchok. Yitzchok, he has the 13th bris. He has the echod. He has the Rebbeinu with him. Okim state in Tzorah Moriz, Rosh Tevis. Asher Kiddush Yedid Mi Beten. He has the Kedusha. He has the holiness. He has the connection with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. That's Taka how we misgaba over Yishmol, because we know that we Taka that Am Echod, that Am Echod. As much as we're Mefuzim Aferid Ben Amim, we still remain Am Echod, we're still one nation. The Rebbeinu Shleilam, Taka how Beschussel these mitzvahs, we should be Zeicha Taka to see ultimate Yeshua, I'm going to say over the pasuk again. Hafli chasadecha, Mashiach choisim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save the choisim, b'miskoyim, b'minecha, from those that rise against you. B'shemzoich to Yeshua, Hashem, Karavayim, here of Yomeinu. Good going. Thank you.
Fine tea. Huh? Very good.
Have a listen.